This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Good morning. So what was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Chris Rohrer of St. Paul, Minnesota. I asked, what familiar 10-letter word contains a silent B, E, and O, not necessarily in that order or consecutively? And the answer is a weird word. It's subpoenaed, S-U-B-P-O-E-N-A-E-D.
We received over 600 correct responses, and the winner this week is Chris Tolles of Pofftown, North Carolina. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
So how'd you solve the puzzle?
Well, I started to think about how the vowels had to be probably connected to another vowel. And then I thought about the word subtle, because sometimes I say subtle just for fun. And so started looking along that way.
So how long have you been playing?
I'm not sure exactly. Maybe about a year or two. Play with my family in the car.
Oh, a new listener. Nice. We like it. And what do you do?
I am the Baptist minister at Wake Forest University, and I teach in the Divinity School there.
Fantastic. Well, welcome. We are very happy to have you. And, you know, are you ready to play?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, good. All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Chris, every answer today is the name of a classic dessert in two or more words. I'll tell you the number of letters in the words and the first two letters of each word. You name the desserts. For example, if I said 5-7, P-E-C-O, you would say peach cobbler.
Okay.
Number one, 3-5-8. The first word starts I-C. The second word starts C-R. And the third word starts S-A.
Okay. So it looks like ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And maybe
an eight-letter thing.
Ice cream sandwich.
There you go. Good one.
Good job.
Number two is 6-4-4. D-E, that's D as in dog, D-E-F-O, that's F as in Frank, C-A, C as in Charles.
All right, let's see, D-E-F-O-C-A. How about Devil's Food Cake?
Devil's Food Cake, good one. 5-8-3, L-E-M-E-P-I, P as in Peter.
Lemon meringue pie.
Oh, that was fast. 766 O-A-R-A-C-O. C as in Charles.
Okay. O-A. How about oatmeal raisin cookie?
That's it. 356 H-O-F-U. F as in Frank. S-U. S as in Sue.
All right. It's like hot fudge sundae.
Are they very good. Try 9-6.
This is making me hungry.
I know. Me too. C-H. M-O. M as in Mary.
Chocolate mousse.
That's it. 6-5. B-A. B as in boy. S-P. S as in Sam. P as in Peter.
B-A. Six letters. Banana split.
That's it. 5-6. First one is B-A, just like the last one, and right. A-L.
B-A and A-L. I'm trying to think of all the good desserts that we can have.
You set it on fire.
Baked.
And it's the name of a state.
Baked Alaska.
Baked Alaska is it. All right. Try this one. 5-5. A-P. P as in Peter. C-R.
Like an apple crunch?
You need a 5 for the C-R.
A-P-P.
Yeah, and it's something. There you go, apple crisp, yes. 8-7. C-H-J-U.
C-H-J-U. Let's see, is that going to be, let's see, chocolates?
Not chocolate.
J. Okay, let's see.
It's a fruit.
A fruit that starts with letter C.
Yes, it starts with C-H.
Cherry. Let's see.
Cherries, uh-huh.
Jubilee. Yeah.
Jerry's Jubilee, is it?
Okay.
And here's your last one, 10-9. S-T, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, S-H.
Okay. All right, strawberry shortcake.
That is Yay! It. Good job.
You must have a sweet tooth. How do you feel?
Oh, man, feel great.
Yeah, you did a really great job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Chris, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to WFDD in Winston-Salem.
That's Chris Tolles of Pawtucket, North Carolina. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Name a well-known game in 8 letters. Drop the 5th letter. Move the first letter into the vacated spot, and you'll spell, in order, part of the human body. What game is it, and what's the body part? So again, a well-known game in 8 letters. Drop the 5th letter. Move the first letter into that vacated spot, and you'll spell, in order, part of the human body. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.